Hello everyone, I'm Annabelle. A big thank you to all our listeners to stay with us as we've reached the 500 download marks, and also a warm welcome to newcomers. I don't have much statistic on the podcast, but I see new locations popping up over time. Our listeners are now based in Hong Kong, Europe, US, Africa, and Australia. I love to be connected with you all. The In Waters is not just a podcast. We are a supportive community for anyone willing to go inward and sincerely ill. Please reach out. Even to say hi, Mikan and I are here for you, and I send my love to each and one of you. Thank you. In this new series, Life Mirrors What We Broadcast, I share with you what happens when I took responsibility for my life and how I have been able to switch my reality for better. If you are unhappy about something in your life, like I did, by paying attention to what we broadcast, we actually understand the impact we have on what is happening. I will share with you what I personally experienced and how we can all play with it and just have fun with creation. Here is what I found. First, take a hard and honest look at your life. In series number 17, Responsibility versus Blame, I shared with you why we cannot heal if we are not in charge for what is going on. If the cards are not in our hands, we already lost the game. We are not just the observer. As my friend Xavier Vasquez says in his book, Sit With It, you are the observer and the chooser. I was still living in Paris with my family when I read Reality Transurfing, Step 1 to 5 from Vadim Zeland. Today, many books are pointing in the same direction. Why that particular book had such an impact on me, I don't know. But Vadim Zeland explained we are broadcasting, like sending energy out. And if you change that energy, it's like changing the train track we are on. If you don't like where your life is going, you can change it. When I read that book, I was already living a good life. But what made me unhappy was my job. The place and the people were honestly great, but my heart was no longer into financial markets. My dream was to have some time off, to just focus on being and take a leap of faith that I could discover or rediscover my dream. After 20 accumulated years investing towards a specific direction, which in my case was economics and finance, it's actually not easy to acknowledge you want to change it all. I was also not aware of the bad mood I was often broadcasting, having an impact on my life and those surrounding me. That created a lot of noise in a form of conflicts and annoyance by making things more complex than needed to be. At that time, I wasn't aware of the presence within me. I just noticed the energy I was sending out, not really noticing who was aware of that energy I was sending out. But it still works the same. The second thing, switch the energy you no longer want. When I became aware of the annoyance or being angry, the kind of energy I was broadcasting, I just switched to a grateful one. I even put a list of things I was honestly grateful for, and when I was feeling a little bit angry, I would pull out of my bag this list to get extra support. To be honest, sometimes it worked and sometimes it wasn't sufficient. But over time, it certainly gained momentum. If it took years to get where we are, it also takes some time to undo it. patience is necessary. Third, align your energy with the energy necessary to create what you actually desire. Yes, I am referring to the secret and manifesting what you want from your experience. For those of you who don't know it, I will put some links in the podcast description. Once you have let go of what you no longer wanted, there is room for better. The problem I personally encountered with manifesting is the source of that manifestation. Initially, I used force to create. I created a career in finance for myself and secured several positions in renowned banks, but it felt like struggle and I encountered conflict. The energy was not perfectly flowing, to say the least, and it felt like I had to work hard to get things done. Today, thanks to Mikan's teaching, I use a mix of power, love, and faith, which is ultimately wisdom, to create. But that is coming from being, when I'm aware of the presence within me, no longer from my ego self. I basically align my wishes to God's one, or whatever is right for you, appropriate to call it, and I remove obstacles and resistance, because I still have quite a lot, but I'm fully aware that creation comes from my being. In order to do that, it's necessary to first let go of wanting and also address what is there before you actually act in the direction of what you want. I advise to listen to series number 9, where Mikan explained the process, how to remove and address the blocking beliefs, the fear or emotion we need to experience before we can actually move on. Finally, it's like adjusting a radio station until you find the right channel. Be patient, observe what you see without any judgment or the minimum of judgment. Select what you want to keep, and I make the distinction between wanting out of force and desiring out of love. So modifying the energy until it matches what you want, meaning what you desire. It is best to go directly after your dream because creation takes time. At the beginning, I created what I thought I could achieve and what seems okay to go after. But if I have to spend so much time and energy on it, I now prefer to go directly towards what truly makes me happy. I love that question from Christina Carlson. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? And that's exactly what I'm doing today, talking to you on the In Waters podcast. I hope the increased awareness of what you broadcast in your life will help you to make the change you wish to see and get rid of what you no longer need. Your desire, I divined one, follow them. This series comes to an end. Next Friday, Mika and I will discuss experiencing delays in awakening in a new series of the In Waters. Don't forget to subscribe to receive a notification when it is live. Thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.